Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, this week, the North Dakota FFA is going to be holding a virtual convention. We talked with Aaron Anderson last week on the Ag Central Radio Network. He is the North Dakota FFA advisor to find out how this year's convention is going to work virtually.
Yeah, so North Dakota is going to celebrate its 91st convention, but this one's unique because it's our first virtual FFA convention. And so we're excited. The state officers and state staff have been working hard trying to put together some online sessions that our members will be able to engage in, as well as mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and help us celebrate the successes of our members and our state officers, and send them out, after this year, out with a bang, I guess, and out with that big celebration. So each day next week, June 1st through the 4th, Monday through Thursday, we're going to be releasing online on our Facebook and YouTube pages sessions. And each session is going to be designated, highlight various award and recognition programs that we have, as well as retiring addresses from our current North Dakota state officer team, as well as those sessions that provide the recognition for our American degree, state degree, stars, proficiency award winners that we normally would have at our convention. We're also going to still do some fun activities with our students and members in the night. So we're going to do a trivia night. There's going to be a dance social that's going to take place virtually online. So I'm excited to see how that takes place, as well as announcing our newly elected North Dakota FFA 2021 state officer team. So lots happening next week, June 1st through the 4th.
Anderson also talked about how the elections are going to work for the new FFA members.
Yeah, so this year it's very unique. We have 17 young men and women that are vying to be elected as a new North Dakota state FFA officer. Being that we're unable to host a face-to-face convention this year, our constitution actually allows us to adapt that election process and move to a nominating committee or a screening committee that is going to select the new officer team. So we'll have 10 individuals that's kind of a blended committee of both FFA members, past state officers, advisors, as well as industry people. So there's 10 on that committee. They will start meeting on Monday, June 1st, and start interviewing and putting the officer candidates through the screening process. And by Tuesday night, so literally all day Monday and Tuesday, they'll be working in a virtual capacity, interviewing the students, putting them through rounds, and then that night we'll pick who the new North Dakota state officer teams are. What we're going to do to announce it's kind of a really cool thing, so I encourage everyone to check out our Facebook and YouTube page. But on Thursday afternoon, our current state officers are going to spread out all over the state, and they're going to do kind of a publisher's clearinghouse kind of reveal, where they're going to go to the new officer's house, knock on the door, surprise them that they're the new North Dakota state FFA president, secretary, treasurer, or so on. So we're excited about that exciting reveal and the members that are, competing, I guess, this Monday and Tuesday to be one of those new state officers.
Anderson also talked a bit about what he thinks attendance may be like.
I anticipate, 500, 600, 700 people, hopefully, will engage in our particular sessions and see it.
Again, that is Aaron Anderson, the North Dakota FFA advisor, talking about this week's North Dakota FFA virtual convention going on June 1st through the 4th. This is Inside Agriculture.